Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I just told a listener, and I'm actually kind of proud of this in an ironic way. I just told a listener, earmuff your kids, but I said, screw you. Get bent. Somebody just trolling on the text line, just being a jerk for a jerk's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And after yesterday, I've had enough. I was not going to bring this up on the air today, but a lot of people have texted in and called in, and I've intentionally kept it off the air. But I made a pretty emotional post on Facebook about depression yesterday that kind of went local viral. And you didn't read it?
I did not.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's TJ, I posted this thing after our meeting yesterday on my way home, and you know kind of some backstory to this. But I drew a line in the sand yesterday, and I'm taking my power back, and I think we all should. You want to hear what I wrote?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
first
right.
of all, you're not a Facebooker.
No, I'm not. And this is so not me. I hate social media. I hate soapboxers, but...
So what
Look,
led?
I'll just say this. I felt moved by the Holy Spirit to make this post on Facebook yesterday.
All right.
And I'm not one, and in the post, I didn't mention religion, spirit. There was nothing. I wasn't forcing religion. That is just what motivated me to put these words out there. And I said, depression is a bitch. It comes and goes for me. A few days, weeks, months, even years. I can function, hell, even thrive. Relationships end, people die, pets run off. All that makes you feel like crap. We deal with it, it's life. But it's the other kind of depression that I'm talking about. The kind that steals your joy for no reason. I've never felt emasculated, embarrassed, or ashamed of it either. Some people have diabetes. Some people have arthritis. I have depression. Big deal. I do recognize there is a stigma, and overwhelmingly, those of us with the blues don't want to be a burden, so we fight through silently. If that is you, I want to encourage you. The sun will come out again. The days will start to be brighter. Heck, maybe I'm typing this for myself. I probably am. I'm wildly selfish. I will disclose that I'm on a long run of darkness currently, and I'm trying like hell to climb out. Now, I've been lower and climbed out of deeper holes, but I haven't enjoyed much in 14 months. And the pisser is, I don't know why. My life is great. I'm so blessed in so many ways. Suck it up, right? Well, something just happened to me. I've had enough, and I reclaim the happiness that we were all born to pursue. And I hope this post flips a switch in me and you if needed. It just hit me as I was on Indeed.com looking for a new job. Because that's how badly I feel about my performance on the radio every day. I was so bad that they're certainly going to fire me. And then what? How am I going to pay the bills? I have to be ready and have a strategy for unemployment. That's the responsible thing to do, right? Well, all this happened on the way home from work after a meeting where my boss told us we were the most listened to show and station during the last ratings period and have been for years, mind you. And radio, if 1 in 10 people can even tolerate you, you're a 10 share and a big success. I am not bragging. I'm not fishing for compliments. I'm just pointing out the depression makes you focus on the other 9 that hate you. And how the hell are we going to do it again? Most people will never share their struggle as it makes us feel weak, and nobody wants to be weak, so they fight in silence. If this is you, silently join me today as I reclaim my happiness and declare victory over that bitch. If you need to talk to someone, message me your number. You're not alone. I have 2 ears and, believe it or not, can keep a secret. I've got this, and so do you.
Good Lord. That's really good, though, that you... I'm sorry, I didn't read that. It's the first time hearing it. But what you folks may not know, a little behind the curtain, is that I've watched this man struggle for 14 months. I really have. And he has his days where he comes in, he's like, I think I'm finally pulling out of it. And then he realizes he's not. And it's, you know, I just want to fix things, you know. That's what we all want to do. We want to fix it. But
you, so do I.
But
that's the thing,
That's the reality.
So, yeah. Like, it was so bad on... I had two, my shrink had 2 cancellations. I took both of them. I think that was Tuesday.
Hey, you do what you need to do to find the joy.
Yeah. So anyway, I've only posted 1 other thing on Facebook that got more, you know, clicks, shares and what have you. And that was like the day I brought Dolly home.
Yeah. Dog
picks.
You
know, and a puppy on Facebook is... Well, only thing better is like a soldier.
A lot more important to people, for sure.
Anyway, I'm such a hypocrite. I hate social media soapboxers, but I was one yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.